We begin the hour by welcoming to the program from allkindsoftherapy.com, therapist Jenny Wilder. Hi, Jenny. Thank you so much for being with us.
Hi. Thank you.
We're right here, right up the road in Bangor.
I know. I'm super excited about that. my grandparents have a place up in Blue Hill, so I know Bangor well.
Wonderful. Well, can you talk a little bit about what you do at allkindsoftherapy.com?
Well, thanks so much. Allkindsoftherapy.com provides the facts about treatment programs around the country. It also has a list of experts that work remotely and an extensive blog to answer families' questions for children and young adults and people looking for treatment and or wondering if treatment or mental health, you know, needs have escalated. So there's a lot of information on the website, a lot of facts to help families in confusing times and maybe even a crisis situation.
Well, these are certainly confusing times, and I guess it's safe to say, and I work in public education, one size doesn't fit all. Every situation is very different.
Yes, every situation is incredibly different, and sometimes, you know, the extent of the situation isn't always known by the parent or professional. And so transparency and kind of figuring out the pieces of a puzzle of a situation for mental health is key. And, you know, unlike going to the eye doctor where there's a beginning, middle, and end, mental health is a little bit more of a circuitous route.
What are some signs, especially when we're dealing with young people, what are some signs that there might be some stress, some anxiety that hasn't been vocally expressed?
Well, before the pandemic, their anxiety and depression in the iGen generation is way up. And so signs that parents can be looking for, isolating, which happens with a cell phone anyway for teenagers, but I think struggles in school, socially, if a kiddo is on the outs with their peer group, all of these things are big red flags. And during the pandemic, we're all under stress. So I think talking about the stress that a parent is having with each of their children is a key one, too. I think, a recent Kaiser Family Foundation study found that 45% of adults during the pandemic it impacted their mental health to greater or lesser degrees. And Michael Phelps even came out saying that he was struggling. And here's a guy who's won more gold medals than anyone. And this has been some of his darkest times. So I think just recognizing that we're all in this right now and assuming as a parent, I hate assumptions, but that your kiddos are struggling, whether the older ones have come home because of the pandemic or the younger ones aren't wanting to be on school, to do online school. They're not wanting to participate. Everyone's trying to find control in a different way right now.
Boy, it's interesting, too. We've got a six-year-old at home, and early on, when we were still kind of confused and adjusting to the routine of things, and we thought things were going pretty well, and he had a little bellyache, and all of a sudden, he got this look of fear in his eyes, and he said, "Do I have it? Do I have the coronavirus?"
Yeah.
Ooh, and you realize it's there. It's in their heads.
Oh, absolutely, and they're little sponges to our energy. I have a six-year-old, too, so I'm the worst teacher in the world right now, and she's not that far off. I might have a master's in special education, but that does not prepare you for teaching a mini version of yourself. There's no graduate school course about that, and I think just understanding that, that's a little kernel that your child put down for you, and you can just, who knows how that little kernel is going to come down, right?
Absolutely.
I think the benefit of what's happened right now, if there is some positives, is I can see what my kiddo is working on and how they're working, because when she comes home from school, she doesn't usually tell me what's happened to school that day. Now I intimately know what's going on.
We're talking with Jenny Wilder here on Downtown, and you've got some great tips. to help monitor kids during this coronavirus situation, and I think this is a crucial one, the key to keeping a routine of some kind.
Yeah, routine's hard. It's hard for me. I have ADHD, so I thrive off of not having a routine, and I also know I need it. And so, you know, the routine starts with me every day reviewing the schedule, even though the schedule from day to day might be different, talking about it that morning or sometimes the night before to, you know, depending on the age of your children, the children at home, and talking about what's going to be happening and recognizing that things might change because the world seems to change early and often right now. And understanding what that means. And, you know, right now school is going to be coming to an end. And then what little structure families had through the lifeline of school is going to be gone. And how to create that is going to be the next hard point there.
Is part of the importance of that routine to give children some predictability and in essence, control in a world that can seem like it's a little bit out of control?
Totally out of control, and little bits exactly. And control, you know, for younger kids, they might want to decide when they're having breakfast. Okay, I'm not going to fight that battle. How about it? You and you're ready. There's the food. But, you know, for a teenager, it's like, I'm going to figure out, you know, when I'm going to do X, Y, or Z, or I get to play this video game with my friends right now. Because online video games and multi-level player games is becoming a social experience right now for teenagers.
Sleep is also very important, and especially for those teenagers who have the opportunity to be online playing games or communicating with friends. It's still important to make sure they get their sleep. And boy, if you can keep those electronics away from them in the bedroom, that's going to help a lot.
It's, you know, and it, this is one of the hardest, you know, I have a stepdaughter who's about to graduate from high school. It's weird graduation coming up. But I think, you know, keeping the electronics out of the bedroom and starting that whenever your child gets their electronics. So some parents do it earlier, some do it later, but keeping it in another room and letting their brain relax. We know as adults, I mean, when the phone's right next to your bed, it's right there. It's tethered to you. And so clock radios, you know, smart speakers, whatever, finding other solutions to get the technology out of the bedroom.
Well, and there's all kinds of research out there that says even if you're not on the phone or texting or anything else, even the subtle sounds of vibration, anything like that, can keep people from getting into deeper levels of sleep, the kind that provide adequate rest.
Absolutely. And compounded with that is they've done studies with kids in the classroom where the cell phone's in the backpack versus the cell phone was left outside of the classroom for the test. And the differential in terms of how well kiddos did on tests, the high school students, when the cell phone was out of the classroom, left in the locker or wherever, their test scores went way up. So we know, you know, young people feel like the cell phone, when the cell phone's with them, their entire school's right there at their fingertips.
Absolutely. Well, finally, it's awfully important for parents to listen.
Yes, and listening is a hard one when you as a parent are feeling incredibly stressed out and juggling food, work, dog walking. And so I think, you know, like your little kiddo saying, my tummy hurts. I mean, that's just a key statement to taking a deep breath and saying, where are you? What's going on? Turning off the news, not having that on all the time. Teenagers are going to drop a little kernel in a different way than a little kid. And young adults, you know, they're hopefully going to give you a little bit more, but also just hearing in the moment. I think there's been a lot of regression in terms of kids' behaviors. I've seen in my own home, you know, every day, every minute feels like a different emotion at times. And so just recognizing that and taking a deep breath and having the conversation in that moment is super hard and also a necessity.
Great information available at allkindsoftherapy.com. Jenny, we appreciate you making time for us today. Good luck in your parenting situations as well. And thanks for being with us.
Have a great day.